Adapting to people and places. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we have developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student who's 85. And this month we are talking about adaptability. We started off the month talking about what adaptability meant. I'm willing and able to change, and a little bit of a brief summary of what it might look like. Last week, we talked about how we needed to observe, gather knowledge, be focused, and flexible in our thinking in order to show that adaptability. And then today, we're talking about how we adapt to people and to places. And it's all about more of that observation, right? Here at the studio, we like to do a lot of partner work, and we encourage the kids and the adults to read facial expressions, to read body language, and to understand how your partner might be feeling. And that's where some of your adaptability comes in. So if we're working together as partners and your partner is suddenly crying or looking scared or acting more timid, are you going to continue to yell louder? Are you going to continue to go super quick with your techniques? Are you going to be super close with them? No. If we're adapting what we're doing as people and as we're working with people, we're going to take a moment and recognize that maybe I should go a little slower. Maybe I should be a little bit quieter. Maybe I should explain what's happening before I do it to give them some level of comfort. So we need to adapt to people and to those around us, right? Mom and dad have had a bad day at work. Maybe we need to take a moment and adapt a little bit. Offer a little bit of assistance, give them a few minutes to themselves before we share what we really wanted to tell them when they walked in the door, right? So we have to have an understanding of the other person who's standing in front of us in order to adapt as people to each other. Same thing goes with places. You're not going to do karate in school or at work, right? Although that might be funny. It might be funny if you're like a lawyer and you start doing karate in the courtroom. That would be funny. However, that would not be the place for it. So we need to adapt what we are doing to fit the place that we are in, right? As amusing as it may be for some things to happen, we still need to be aware of the space we're in, right? If we are in a restaurant, we are acting with kindness and respect with the waitress, pleases and thank yous. We're talking maybe not as loud as we would be at home. Now we're adapting to the space. We're not running around. We are not banging our forks on the table or things like that, right? We're adapting to the space. We're also not buying clothes in a restaurant because that is not something you can do there. Same thing goes at school. You're not going to be doing karate in school. What's the space used for? How do we adapt what we're thinking, what we're doing for the activity and the location that we're at, right? It's time to sit at our seat and work on our math homework. And then we're going to go and do a science experiment, which now means we still have to be focused. But now there's a little bit more movement involved because it might mean going outside and doing something that way. Causes all of us to adapt and be flexible in our thinking that way. When I was a grade school teacher, to help my students understand flexibility in their thinking, one of my students was a very big clock watcher. And if math was done at 11, he would tell me it's 11. And just to help him with his flexibility, I would make him wait 1 or 2 more minutes so that we would finish where we were at. And then he learned, okay, it's not the end of the world if we start 1 or 2 minutes later. So as adults, this is the kind of thing that we model, that we demonstrate, that we remind, hey, where are we at right now? What are we supposed to be doing? Let's adapt what our behaviors are because that's not what we do here to help our kids and our fellow humans, to understand where we are in space, right? So as we finish off the month next week, we're going to talk about adaptability from the idea of setting some boundaries and what it might look like if we're too adaptable, because that can happen too. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.